I believe that climate change is real. It does occur over long periods of time. The kinds of things that we're generally referencing when we're thinking about climate change are some of the unusual occurrences that are occurring in various parts of the world, and some of them specifically would be high rainfall due to perhaps cyclones or something in the southern hemisphere, and drought conditions. So you really have extremes of those things, and those are much more difficult to deal with because of the unpredictability of them. You usually have to respond to those rather than try to predict them and be able to augment or change your management plan based on those kinds of events. I've been asked to serve as president of a newly formed research venture in our area, that's in Washington and Oregon, to deal with grower needs. It's called the Columbia Basin Onion Research Committee. Our primary concerns there are with pest control, identifying diseases that have come into the area that we're uncertain of or unfamiliar with how to identify them, and to develop some kind of remedial process for dealing with those so that they don't become large problems. So most of our research funds are still dealing with some fairly traditional kinds of things, not with weather so much, although we have differences in weather from year to year. Those are pretty short-term weather changes and may or may not even show up in recordings for climate change types of understanding.
How important is it for agribusinesses to collaborate with climate scientists, do you think, to understand future production environments?
I believe that if climate change is occurring on a short-term basis, there should be some good collaboration. I haven't seen a lot of that. So perhaps, as I suggested in our meeting today, that maybe if people are more interested in that their collaboration could start by attending each other's conferences, perhaps climatologists understanding agriculture, which is on a much more short-term weather prediction kind of a calendar versus the long-term changes. And long-term changes are even just annual changes in weather or temperature, where we're looking at annual temperature changes or annual carbon dioxide changes in the atmosphere and even sea level rises, that those are over such a large scale that we in agriculture have a hard time responding to those. At the same time, we don't get an awful lot of support from climatologists with regards to short-term weather predictions. Of course, there's ample weather stations, and even by just using your smartphones, you can understand relatively short-term weather that is important for irrigation scheduling, pest control, and other types of agricultural production management tools.
And if the future of agriculture lies in computer models, as we're told it is, to assess soils and crops and then linking it to predictive climate models, can you tell us how is data currently being captured on farm in the US and specifically at River Point Farms?
Well, I have a model that I've developed for potatoes, but I've tried to utilize that for onion production, and I've developed other models for other vegetable crops that help me understand the effects of weather and the effects of other inputs on crops. It could be very useful if we can make those kinds of things available to growers to help them understand how short-term weather is potentially affecting their crops. And I say potentially because even if you understand what the weather is, if you're at 35 degrees, is that going to be different than it is at 40 degrees, depending on your own microclimate, the soil types you're dealing with, your readily available water, or whether or not you're just supplementing your irrigation, supplementing rainfall with an irrigation system. So there's a lot of variables that are involved in trying to understand how you should respond to weather. It's an essential part of our operation, not just to get a day-to-day value on soil like you do when you're simply going out to the field and taking a probe or a shovel to measure the soil moisture. That gives you a real-time data point, but it doesn't tell you what's happened between the time that you took that sample and the previous sample, or what that is going to be tomorrow. And the real-time soil moisture probes will give you the data that you need to say, okay, I'm watering too much and my soil moisture is increasing, or I'm not watering enough and the soil moisture is decreasing. If you don't know those things, then you can stress the crop by a day or by 2 days just because you think it feels right, but in actuality you're losing moisture and the crop is getting to a point where it may be stressed. And you might be a day late or 2 days late, depending on how sandy the soil is, what the water holding capacity is. So we use it as developing trend lines and determining whether or not soil moisture needs to be added, or you can wait a few hours and do a pesticide operation or something else on the farm that you need to do for management without getting to a point where the crop is stressed.